The Horus Heresy, Ravenlord by Gav Thorpe, read by John Banks. Prologue. Karandiru, Day of Vengeance, DV. You think one legionary can take back a world? A burst of bolter fire accompanied the question from the Emperor's children warrior, ripping through the plasboard wall that separated the main floor of the auditorium from the hollow projection chamber. Sukunu kept perfectly still, crouched behind the bulk of the projector itself. You chose the wrong allegiance, the traitor continued. The Raven Guard commander listened to the tread of boots ascending bare stone steps between the rows of chairs. He tensed as they came closer. Servos wheezed as the renegade stopped just outside the door. Another burst of fire shredded a row of metal cabinets just to Sukunu's right. He edged to the left, moving around the projector plinth. You cannot turn back the tide! Sukunu was not listening to the words. As the traitor finished speaking, the Raven Guard heard the distinctive click of a magazine being ejected. He was up and out of his hiding place in an instant, sprinting towards the wall. His pistol spat a hail of bolts, adding to the fist-sized holes already breaking the plasboard. Hitting the separating wall at full speed, he crashed through, slamming into the side of the purple-clad traitor legionary. The Raven Guard's impetus sent them both toppling, spinning and crashing back down the steps of the auditorium. Reaching the main floor, both warriors rolled to their feet, still locked together. Sukunu had the advantage, the fiber bundles in his armor churning with power as he drove the renegade backwards, sending both of them crashing out through high glass doors onto a broad balcony. The two space marines thudded against the balustrade, looking down at the square. A black banner emblazoned with the Eye of Horus hung below. The plaza seethed with people, ordinary men and women surging across the cobbles, seemingly oblivious to the bolter and heavy weapons fire from the citadel garrison. Sporadic las fire flashed up from the crowd, but it was their numbers that were their greatest weapon. Thousands, maybe tens of thousands, thronged the streets, converging on the traitor enclave. Beyond, darkness was spreading across the city, block after block engulfed in creeping shadow. Not just one legionary, snarled Sukunu. He freed his left hand, fist glowing as a powered blade slid from the back of his gauntlet. A symbol, a message. He slammed the punch dagger up into the throat of the traitor. The crowd below roared as Sukunu tossed the corpse of the Emperor's children legionary over the balcony. He lifted his hand in salute. The liberation of Karandiru had begun. Seven more legionaries blocked Korax's path. Five were clad in warplate, painted in the livery of the Emperor's children. Another sported deep red armor, marked by the sigils of the Word-Bearers. The last wore the colors of the Sons of Horus. Korax wondered what slight or crime the legionaries had committed to have been allocated such onerous duty. No warrior of the Legiones Astartes would volunteer to garrison a prison world when there was glory in battle to be won elsewhere. They did not look injured or otherwise infirm, which might have explained the need for a non-battlefield role. It was a mystery the Primarch was prepared to live with. His anger was up, and he was in no mood for taking prisoners. Three of the Emperor's children opened fire with their bolters, sparking rounds from Korax's armor as he advanced into the vestibule outside the central strategium. The other two had pistols and chainswords at the ready, but made no move to meet the Primarch. The legionary from the Sons of Horus drew paired diamond-edged blades, but he also stayed back. The Word-Bearer, helmetless, grinned fangs as he raised a plasma gun. Korax jumped as the legionary opened fire, the blast of plasma screaming beneath the Primarch as he twisted on black wings. Jump pack flaring, he covered the intervening distance in a moment, the fingers of his left hand outstretched. His gauntleted fist punched through the traitor's chest as Korax landed, ripping through ceramite and carving open fused bone. A bolt round snapped from the side of his helmet, and more detonated across his back and shoulder. He turned to the others, and with a flick of the wrist, he threw the dead word-bearer into one of the Emperor's children, knocking the Space Marine to the ground. A wingtip lashed out, slicing through the blades of the Sons of Horus legionary and decapitating him. Spinning with the attack, Korax smashed the heel of his boot into the head of the downed warrior of the Third Legion, crushing helm and skull into the floor. The remaining Emperor's children turned and ran, sprinting towards the open doorway behind them. The Primarch lifted his right hand, and his combi weapons spat fire, sending a flurry of bolts after the fleeing Space Marines. Detonations sparked from armor, and one of the renegades went down, head turned to bony shrapnel that embedded into the ceramite of his companions. The others reached a bulkhead, the last of them slowing to stretch a hand towards a keypad on the wall. A shaped charge from the other barrel of Korax's combi weapon smashed into the renegade's back, splitting armor in an instant before ejecting its melter core through his spine. The last two survivors fled down the corridor, not looking back. Korax dashed after them, long strides assisted by half-opened wings, so that he seemed to glide between every step. Reaching his prey, he drove his armored hands through their backpacks, shattering vertebrae, and lifted them both from the ground. Their panicked flailing caused him no difficulty. Another door opened to his left as he tossed their twitching bodies aside. He turned to see several Raven Guard, weapons at the ready, with Arendi at their head. "Follow me," said the Primarch. He turned his back on the new arrivals to head down the corridor towards the main chamber of the keep. "Press on! Fight harder! The Primarch's life depends on it!" Bran's bellow rang out over the din of gunfire as he fired his combi bolter in a long burst, mowing down a handful of the turncoat prison guards. Men and women in scarlet and black uniforms pitched to the floor, bodies rent by bolt detonations. Lifting his power sword, he waved the others forward. Around the Raven Guard commander, his raptors stormed along the ramp leading up to the central courtyard. Some were clean-limbed, wearing the distinctively snouted helms of Mark VI armor. They laid down a curtain of fire with bolters and heavy weapons, pinning back the crush of humanity standing between them and the huge exit gates. Around them, the other raptors boiled forwards. These were the warriors suffering gene seed mutation. Some could still wear armor, or pieces of it. Others were dressed in padded coveralls, furnished with dense mesh and artisan-fashioned plate. The Tech Marines had done their best to provide their twisted battle brothers with the same protection as those free from the gene taint. Bestial roars and screeches took the place of proud battle cries as they lumbered, skittered, and ran towards the enemy. Many carried weapons, bolt pistols, power axes, chain swords, but some sported claws and bony protrusions that served just as well. Between them, the two raptor kin cleaved into hundreds of renegade soldiers that had poured down into the lower cells to stem the jailbreak, little knowing they faced a battle group of Legiones Astartes. Some tried to retreat, blocking the entry of others, while bolts, lasblasts, and bullets whined, cracked, and zipped through the close confines of the subterranean complex. Bran glanced at the chronometer in his helm display. Lord Korax would be making his final move for the Commandant's keep, the dampening field of the cell block, powered by a sub-generator to prevent teleportation and communications, was still blocking all signals. The Raven Guard commander had to get to the surface, still an agonizing 300 meters away. He had to warn his Primarch about the traitor.